On June 1st, 1937, Amelia Earhart took off from Miami Airport. Her plan was to fly around the world counterclockwise, 1,000 miles a day, and to become the first woman to circumnavigate the Earth. Her plane was a small Lockheed Electra. She flew nonstop for 32 days, with only short breaks for fuel and sleep. Her navigator, Fred Noonan, sitting in the back. On July 2nd, she took off across the Pacific on the last leg of her journey, headed for Howland Island. She began broadcasting an SOS on her radio, but she was on the wrong frequency. She lost contact with the Coast Guard cutter assigned to guide her in. She couldn't hear them, but they could hear her. An hour later, she vanished. Her plane was never found. It was the sound of the motor I remember the most. Takeoff. June 1st, 1937. Miami Municipal Airport. The idea? To fly from California back to California by the longest route possible. To circle the world from east to west. I see something shining. North-northwest. Thank you. feel the wind blow. Waves of water, water far below. Waves of air. Feel the wind blow. Waves of water. Lift me up. Lift me up. From the fires, the way the clothes are swinging on the lines, the shadow of my plane. June 7th, Brazil, wet grass, takeoff was in total darkness, then pitch black ocean, the South Atlantic, navigator asleep, sea. Dirty gray. Static on the radio. We drop. We're dropping down, shredding the clouds. The sky has many avenues and streets. But you just have to know how to find them. Streets of air, air streets, crossing the equator. Brilliant sun. Dropping down through the shining white valleys of clouds. Dropping down through the shining white valleys of clouds. Sky red, then gold, then black again. Sky red, then gold, then black again. Then black again. Very hot air can make for the worst flying conditions. June 8th, Dakar. Motor stalls, cuts out. Instruments quiver. All the meters burning up. Everything so hot, so hot. I am hungry. I am hot. Sand, a caravan. Waves of sand and heat. Sand, another caravan. I am hungry. I am hot. Concern. Just in case the engines fail and we fall into the Arabian desert. I myself possess a letter which I myself cannot read. It is addressed to Arab tribesmen, and it explains how and why a woman pilot might drop down from the sky onto their land. And explains what to do if she did drop down, and who to call. Have walking shoes. Have maps. Have extra water. June 17th. Karachi. Black eagles at 500 feet. Gray skies, gray skies. Land at Dum Dum Airport, Calcutta. Streets are wide, white bulls are walking everywhere. Of the Ganges and the Brahmaputra rivers, the Brahmaputra rivers. Small figures trailing in the water look up as we pass. Some wave their hats. Hello, hello, hello. Goodbye. Of the Ganges and the Brahmaputra rivers, boats below are fishing for pearls, fishing for pearls, fishing for pearls. But a knife. Airfields at night in Los Angeles, watching the daredevil pilots do loop de loops up in the sky. And I knew then that I wanted to fly. Mm-hmm. running across the dark lawn. When I was a kid, top speed into the darkness. Nothing above me, nothing below me. I am running. I'm free. Turn off the headlights. Nothing below me, nothing above me. I'm flying. I'm free. Skimming the water, riding the airwaves, high diving. Through the sky, I always knew I wanted to fly. June 19th, Bangkok. Jungle swallows everything. Green, green, green everywhere. In New Guinea, bought a knife. 2 shillings, stopped in a village. Love a mountain's heat. Glad I did. The word for woman here is Mary. Imagine a whole town of Marys. A whole country of Marys. Tommy, Tommy, left his Burma girl lazy at the sea. Can't get this song out of my mind. It plays all day and all night. On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play. On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play. Who wrote that? Kipling? No. Where was I? Where am I? I don't know. There is something shining, north, northeast. It is my plane. Her skin so smooth, she shines like an English biscuit. June 30th, New Guinea. Fred, unable to set his chronometers, stop. Personal unfitness, stop. Wind, blowing the wrong way, stop. Looking bad for arrival in Oakland, July 4th, stop. Did you know that in New Guinea, the land is nothing but silt held together by tangled vines? Sometimes pieces break off and float like rafts out to sea. Sometimes animals get trapped on them. July 1st, 1937. Tonight, I'm looking westward over the Pacific. The Electra is ready to take her heartless flight and longest of the trip, 2,500 miles across the open ocean. Parachutes? Gone. Visibility? None. Wind blowing the wrong way. Thank you. 29 days of flight, they landed in New Guinea. The remaining 7,000 miles would all be done over the Pacific. On her last takeoff, Earhart was headed for Howland Island in the middle of the Pacific. The Coast Guard cutter, Itasca, posted near the island, was assigned to guide her in. Takeoff was at dawn. Earhart has a sure chance of finding the island at about 50-50. As she flew towards the island, she was broadcasting, but she was on the wrong frequency. And the closer she got, the fainter her voice became. To make a sharper signal, she began a series of loud whistles. But the mid-Pacific was full of high-frequency radio code. And her signals were lost. Zero, 740. Electra calling Itasca. We must be on you, but cannot see you. Itasca to Electra. Do not hear you. Repeat. 2742. Gas is low. No radio. We are flying at an altitude of 1,000 feet. Itasca to Electra. Do not hear you. On 6210. Do not hear you on 6210. Do not hear you on 6210. Repeat. Earhart to Alaska. We are running out of fuel. We must be near you, but cannot see you. Earhart to Itasca. We'll whistle into microphone. We are running a line north and south. Cannot see you. Itasca to Electra. Cannot hear you. Repeat. Earhart to Itasca. Cannot see you. Cannot hear you. Cannot hear you. Repeat. Cannot hear you. Earhart to Itasca. Cannot see you. Itasca to Earhart. Cannot hear you. Cannot hear you. Repeat. Cannot hear you. Repeat. Cannot see you. Repeat. Shining. My plane is shining. Like a lucky dime. My shadow in the water. It's the sound of the motor. I remember them all.